USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Hundreds of thousands of people were without power Christmas Eve from a brutal winter storm and Arctic blast that followed. Buffalo got more than its share, 2 feet of snow in parts with blizzard conditions. And more than 200 drivers were stranded on Buffalo roads on Saturday. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz cautions people from venturing outdoors.
We're still seeing whiteout conditions, bitter wind chills, minus 20 wind chills, and there's no place for anyone to go. Everything's closed, so just stay home.
The storm did not help last-minute Christmas travelers as well. FlightAware says more than 7,000 flights were delayed into, out of, or within the USA on Saturday. President Biden paused to spread some holiday cheer.
The president saying there are more things that unite us as Americans than divide us.
The Christmas story is at the heart of the Christmas Christian faith. But the messages of hope, love, peace, and joy, they're also universal. It speaks to all of us, whether we're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, or any other faith, or no faith at all. It speaks to all of us.
The President and First Lady are spending their Christmas weekend in Delaware. I'm Tim Berg.
The FDA now says emergency contraceptive pills don't cause abortions. The agency changed the language in leaflets included in the brand name pill Plan B One Step and the generic versions. The information now says the medication, quote, works before release of an egg from the ovary. Dax Teixeira, an executive producer of ABC News' This Week, died of a heart attack. Variety reported he was 37. The network confirmed his death on Saturday. Carrie Lake, former Republican candidate for governor, says she will appeal a decision handed down by an Arizona judge Saturday, throwing out her election misconduct suit. She lost to Katie Hobbs by around 17,000 votes last month. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
UFC Hall of Famer Stephen Bonner is dead at the age of 45. In a post on Instagram, the official UFC page wrote that Bonner died Thursday from presumed heart complications. Bonner competed in the first season of The Ultimate Fighter, losing in the finale against Forrest Griffin in what is widely regarded as one of the greatest fights in UFC history. Adidas is sitting on a massive stockpile of Yeezy shoes now that the company has cut ties with Kanye West. Adidas parted ways with the rapper after his recent anti-Semitic comments, leaving the shoe company with over $500 million worth of Yeezys to sell without the Kanye name. Adidas confirmed that they plan to sell the unbranded shoes. The Oscars have dwindled down to a short list in several categories.
Blockbusters like Top Gun, Maverick, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Avatar, The Way of Water, and pop stars like Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and Rihanna just got one step closer to getting Oscar nominations. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Science on Wednesday announced short lists in 10 categories for the 95th Oscars, including documentary feature, international film, makeup and hairstyling score, original song, sound, visual effects, and shorts. I'm Julio Flores.
Former President Barack Obama is doing it again, releasing his annual list of the top songs of the year. On his best of include Kendrick Lamar's The Heart Part 5 and Beyoncé's Break My Soul. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.